I have been gathering notes for this episode for some time now, and actually I even considered renaming the series because of this topic. Welcome to the episode on satisfaction. I'm Dr. Williams, and this is my podcast. I have 2 graduate degrees in psychology, am a licensed mental health counselor, and an expert in the area of spirituality. I am devoted to living my best life and am sharing it with all of you. I'm bringing my expertise, education, and life experiences to you through this podcast. Everyone deserves to enjoy life, and that is what I'm here to talk about. Depression, anxiety, grief, you name it, we all go through it at one time or another. I believe there's a better way to come at these things than mainstream mental health care offers, and I'm here to offer you my perspective and dig into discovering how you can feel good no matter what life throws at you. It is my intention to contribute goodness to this world, and the content herein is how I do that. But one disclaimer before we dive in, should you decide to apply the information offered here, be prepared for improvements in your life. You may even live happily ever after, and you'll only have yourself to thank. This is Feel Good Now, the Dr. Williams Podcast. Feel Satisfied Now doesn't have the same ring to it as Feel Good Now, so I decided not to change the name of the series. But the reason that I considered it is because satisfaction is actually a better word than good. Just think about it. Just take a second and think about the vibration that comes with the word good. That has some resistance to it. And then the vibration that comes with the word satisfied. It's a little softer. So ultimately, the point of this podcast and this series is to feel good now. And that's because that's the key to getting everything that you want in life, is to feel good in as many moments as you possibly can. But ultimately, what I would like to encourage you to do is to seek out the feeling of satisfaction. So we're going to talk about that today. And really, satisfaction is just a feeling of goodness. If you're satisfied, you're feeling good. And then I'm going to talk about how people kind of perceive satisfaction for themselves and how that becomes a problem when they're perceiving it for others as well. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about the trans community, because that is something that has been on my mind for some time now. The trans community, trans pride, is definitely something that has grown in acceptance in our society. And it's something that I've thought about several times in respect to law of attraction and mental health and just overall satisfaction with life. So I'm going to touch on that topic within this overall umbrella topic of satisfaction. I'm also going to discuss conditional satisfaction versus inspired satisfaction. And I'm going to offer you some personal experiences that I've had recently that have helped me to understand the experience of satisfaction in a really useful and productive way for me. And I'm just going to share that with you to see if maybe that stimulates some kind of application that you've had in your own life. I think the goal in any given moment in time is to look for your own satisfaction. There's something present in every moment in order for you to feel satisfied. Sometimes that can be hard to consider if you are thinking about some really dire situations. And I kind of mentioned that in the last episode when discussing meditation. And I was talking about how sometimes you really can't force yourself to have a positive thought because your situation is so negative that the conditions you're living in are overwhelming. But if you are looking for a way to feel satisfied, you can find it. When you do find something that's satisfying for you, that's great. But here's the catch. You don't get to dictate what others find satisfying for them. So what's happening when you feel satisfied? Which is another way of saying when you feel good, when you feel happy, when you feel appreciative. What's happening is you are in alignment with your inner being. And you know that based on how you feel. Now, we've talked about that. The emotional guidance scale is the way that your inner being communicates with you about your alignment. So if you are feeling satisfied, then you have found alignment with your inner being. And that is always right for you. So that means that whatever it is you are doing or thinking about at that moment that you're finding satisfaction in, that's the right thing for you. But what if you're in a shared experience with somebody, or you are in public and you're all kind of at an event? So you're all experiencing something similar in the conditions, but you're not finding satisfaction in the same way as everybody else. That is the way it's supposed to be. Because though you have found something satisfying for you, and you might be like, wow, this is the best thing ever. I am really, really happy about this. Then that is terrific. And that is great for you. But it doesn't mean that everybody's going to feel that way, right? That's just how you are feeling. And that's communicating to you that you're on the right track in your life. Now, if someone else is finding satisfaction in something that you find dissatisfying, that is still right for them. And that's important to think about, because if we were able to keep that one thing in mind when we have conflict or a disagreement with someone else, where you find that your views are opposing with someone else's, if we came at it from a standpoint of knowing that I feel strongly about this because I find it satisfying, and you feel strongly in opposition to me because you find it satisfying to go a different route, right there you have common ground, don't you? You both are chasing your satisfaction, and that's right for both of you. It just happens to be that you are on opposing paths and choosing a different direction. There's nothing wrong with that. If it's satisfying, it's right for you. I think that there comes a desire to feel validated. And that's why when people learn who they are and they do have strong opinions on things, they are sure of what is right for them. And they take a stand on that. And that's all well and good, as long as you don't use it as a weapon to judge others and what they should be doing. You don't get to dictate that, because they might not find it satisfying in the way that you do. But you want that validation because you feel so strongly you are 100% sure that that's the right thing. But let's tweak that a little bit, because you are really 100% sure that that is the right thing for you. And that's why you feel so strongly about it. You know who you are, and this is how you feel about it. Great. The other person who is in opposition, they feel and are sure about their way, the same as you. It's just a different path. But if you can let go of that desire to have the validation and just be confident that you are knowing you and they are knowing them, there is no conflict there. Life would be pretty boring without variety. And that's why we're here. We are here to explore contrast and appreciate the variety in life. So other people do not have to match up with you based on what's right for you in your life. Though a lot of people have a tendency to want to group people in that way. Oh, we see things the same way, so let's hang out. But it doesn't have to be like that. There doesn't have to be segregation when you can appreciate why variety exists for us to explore and evolve in life. The other thing that's important to keep in mind when you are having a strong reaction to someone else who is in opposition to you, so you're experiencing a negative emotion, we know what that means. When you're having a negative emotion, then that just means that you are seeing things different than your inner being is seeing things. So you know two things when you feel strong opposition. One, you know what is satisfying to you, because when you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. Two, you know you're out of alignment with your inner being. Even though your inner being agrees with you in the thing that you find satisfaction in, because you're finding that good feeling place, when you feel satisfied, you're in alignment. Now you're feeling that negative feeling of opposition and judgment and defense to someone else that's choosing a different way. That negative emotion means that you are misaligned with your inner being. And the reason is just because your inner being never experiences any kind of negativity and is always feeling love for everyone, despite what their decisions are or despite what the conditions are. So that's why I talked about encouraging you to seek out a different thought that helps you to feel better, because then that just helps you realign with your inner being on that topic. So this is where I want to incorporate the trans community. Now, before I dig into that, I realize that this is kind of a sensitive subject. And what I mean by that is it can be easy to find offense. And I know that. And I did some research before doing this episode, because it is my intention that I don't offend anyone. And I just want you to know that. The trans community is a lifestyle that I am not personally familiar with. So I can't speak to it from a personal standpoint, but I still have some thoughts on this when it comes to law of attraction and mental health. And I want to talk about that, but I just don't want to put anyone on guard, since I'm not somebody that is in the community. That doesn't mean that I can't appreciate the community. I don't want to be offensive or oppositional with anybody. I feel like I can find common ground with just about anybody, and that's really what I want to do. So I just want to be sure and be clear about my intention of goodness here. I'm coming from a place of love. I am not trying to be judgmental or anything. If anything, I just want to understand more and offer my insights, which I feel like are inspired from source energy, and I'm sharing them with you. So if I do use a terminology or say something that comes across as disrespectful, I truly apologize. It's not my intention. I did some research hoping that I wouldn't do that, but I do want to just throw that out there just in case it happens, so that maybe you can forgive me if I say anything that I don't mean. I mentioned that I've been thinking about this for some time. The trans community has really become more prevalent in our society, and it just seems like it's growing in acceptance. There was something that wasn't sitting right with me, and it's not what I was talking about, where it's a difference in satisfaction or opposition. It's not that, though I'm appreciative of who I am in a woman's body. That works for me. But it got me thinking about what it would be like if I was dissatisfied. And when I was doing some research and I wanted to understand the difference between transgender people and transsexual people, which I now understand that when speaking about gender, that has more to do with an identity that you are accepting as your own. And transsexual humans are those that undergo medical treatment to become a member of the opposite sex because they feel dissatisfaction with their assigned sex at birth. And that's really the community that I want to discuss right now. Because when I looked that up and I saw the word dissatisfaction when defining this community, that really struck me. Transsexual humans are those that feel dissatisfaction and then undergo either hormone therapy or surgery to reassign their physical sex. I have concern about that. I have concern about that not because I don't want it to happen, not because it's different than what I choose in my life. My concern comes from wanting to understand the motivation behind that kind of action. to make that kind of change. All of us chase conditional changes because we believe that we'll be happier living in the preferred condition, right? That goes back to the whole when you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. So something happens and you experience some contrast and you realize that you want that condition to be different. So we chase that, and that comes for all of us from a place of believing that when that condition is different, is better for us, that we will be in a happier place. And that's because happiness is the goal for all of us. Or better yet, let's even change that. Satisfaction is the goal for all of us. We all want to feel satisfied. It is November 23rd, 2022, and today marks the last day of the Dr. Williams Podcast $500 giveaway. So if you're listening to this on a future date, you can just disregard this message altogether. Go ahead and skip ahead in the episode and just get back to the content. But if you're listening on Wednesday, November 23rd, then that means that you have one more chance to enter into the giveaway with the last contest code, which I'm going to give to you here in just a second. But first, I want to give a shout out to all of the businesses that I partnered with in the giveaway. There's some really great opportunities for you guys to spend your winnings. And those businesses are Allison Cologne Photography, Mara Spryer Graphic Design and Art, Soul Purpose Alignment, Tara Lavaki with Velavita Supplements, A. Melder Creative, Peace Offers Mediation with Valerie Eddy, Chi-Chi's Furry Friends, Amy's Garden Jam, Even Fall Threads, and my friend Mike Crippen, who's offering some audio mastery applied to a podcast episode. You also have the opportunity to have a one-on-one session with me where we can apply the things that I'm talking about in the podcast to your own life. And we can do that privately, or we can do it as an episode of the podcast. It's up to you. But if there's something going on in your life that you want to improve, then I can help using the law of attraction in order to make that happen for you. So those are your options for the gift certificates when you win the giveaway. Today is the only day that you can enter with this contest code because tomorrow is Thanksgiving and I will be drawing five winners and gifting them each a $100 gift certificate at one of the small businesses that I have listed on the drwilliamspodcast.com website. You have until 9 p.m. tonight, Pacific Standard Time, in order to get your last entry in. And then tomorrow I will do the drawing and I will send an email to the winners. And then I will post about which businesses they decided to use their gift certificate at. And that will conclude the giveaway. So here it is. The last contest code in the giveaway is alignment. A-L-I-G-N-M-E-N-T. I look forward to getting those entries in today. And I'm really looking forward to drawing your name tomorrow in the Thanksgiving Day drawing as we move further into the holiday season and welcoming in 2023. Thank you, seriously, from the bottom of my heart to all of you who have participated in the giveaway. This has been a lot of fun for me, and I'm looking forward to organizing something else in the future. For now, back to the episode. So then I want to know, do transsexual people pursue these physical changes out of alignment with their inner being or misalignment? And this is important, so I want to delve into this a little bit more. I want to know what the emotions are that are associated with that decision. Because a decision to make a conditional change like that, that comes from a place of negativity, so that would be like hating yourself, hating your body, or being dissatisfied because you feel shame or disgust, or, you know, some kind of really strong negative emotion about yourself. Yourself being either who you are or your body or this dissonance that lives within you because you feel like your person, your persona is not represented by your physical body? Or is this change inspired? Is this pursuit of satisfaction through physical change inspired from source energy? Did they think the thought or did they receive the thought which inspired the action? That's what I want to know, because I always want the best for everybody. That is a given. I want everybody to be happy and I want everybody to enjoy life. And I think that we all deserve that. Understanding the transsexual community for me comes with these questions. If these changes are something that is inspired, then I support that because that is the direction that source energy is taking this person. That is in alignment. But if this person is seeking out conditional change because they think it will make them feel happy, that's not going to help. If you're not happy with your body now, you're taking yourself with you into that new body, and you're still not going to be happy then. That's why I mentioned mental health at the beginning of the episode. I have some concern with making these big life-changing decisions from a mental health standpoint. And the reason is because I would not encourage anyone to make a life-altering decision if they're not in a good mental state at the time of making the decision. It's important to know what is prompting this decision for you. What is it behind it? Is it coming from a place of alignment or misalignment? Is this an inspired action, or is this coming from a place of pain? Because if it is coming from a place of pain, then you're not in a good mental state to be making those life-changing decisions right now. So that would be my concern if I were to be in therapy with anyone from the trans community who was considering such a big change like this. I would want to talk to them about where they stand as far as mental health is concerned. Is this a healthy decision for them at this time? And is it coming from a place of emotional stability? And the reason for that is because if it's not coming from a place of emotional stability, then that's going to carry through. And they aren't going to be satisfied with their decision later on, even though they're making this change that they feel like is necessary, because the happiness wasn't there to begin with. That's what I would work on first. Finding that place of satisfaction in life as it is currently, and then making that move, and then taking action once they are in a state of satisfaction with their current conditions. You can still want something different while being satisfied with your current conditions if you understand the evolution of how it works. But this is important, because if you are satisfied now and you are moving into this life-changing action from a place of satisfaction, you will take that satisfaction with you. But if you are dissatisfied and in emotional turmoil and you feel like you have to make the conditional change because you think that will help, you can't get there from here. You have to be happy with where you are in order to be happy with where you're going when you get there. Now, I understand that a lot of people in the trans community say that they knew from a very early age that this was something they wanted, that they wanted to change. And with that, I believe that many souls come into life with strong intentions. We all have a vortex full of desires before we even take our first breath in this life. And those are intentions that are set when you are still in non-physical before you come into the physical world. Maybe this is a decision that you made before even in your body. If that's the case, then you have to take credit for that discord you're feeling, because it's something that you wanted to do in your life. And that might be on a really big scale. It might be a global thing. What I mean by that is maybe you came here with the intention to use your life as an example and promote global change with the message of love. That's good stuff. So if you are feeling some discord and you're in the trans community, maybe you have some negative emotions about your body or this feeling of disconnect with who you are and your body, does it soften it for you if you can believe that you chose this experience in order to promote something good? I think as a general rule, our society really pushes conditional satisfaction and action. And that's really obvious in listening to or watching a commercial. These advertisers are promoting their product in a way that they're saying, if you consume this product, you're going to feel better, or it's going to improve your life in some way. We also see this in entertainment. Who doesn't love an underdog story? It kind of makes me think of the movie The Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith. I mean, that guy had it rough, right? He was just thrown into contrast left and right, and he fought tooth and nail to get himself out of it. And it is such a strong and powerful movie, and it brings out these overwhelming feelings when you're watching it because there's such a great contrast there. But I think the problem with those stories and that movie in particular is that it's really pushing that you have to take so much action in order to find your happiness. And that's really not the case. Let's consider Cinderella. And I know that that's also an umbrella term, a Cinderella story, the rags to riches kind of story. We love those too, right? But the difference with Cinderella is that she was happy despite her conditions. It even says at the beginning of the Disney movie, it says that even though Cinderella's living in this awful situation with her evil stepmother and her stepsisters, she remained ever gentle and kind. She still was happy, even though she was living in those kind of conditions. And then what ended up happening for her in the end? She got everything she ever wanted. It was her happiness that made that happen. She didn't take a bunch of action to make that happen. She just let it happen. She allowed it. She was in a receiving mode. But we love that great contrast, that from low to high. And I think it's important to realize that because that helps us to appreciate the contrast in our own lives. When you can love the contrast because you know it's serving you, that's the sweet spot. There you go. You're in there. Things are happening for you. And it's all good. Yesterday, I took the garbage can down to the end of our road. We have kind of a long driveway that we have to drag it down. And I went by myself. My husband was getting the boys ready for bed. And I took the cans down there. As I walked back up the driveway, I looked up at our house. And it's a small house. We have outgrown this house. And I have a strong desire for us to live in a bigger, more wonderful, more grand home. But as I was looking at this little house, I realized something. Someday we are going to live somewhere else. And when that happens and I come back here, I'm going to feel really nostalgic about this place because of all the wonderful memories that we made here and all the love that we have shared here. This is where my kids were born and raised. And how can I not have good feelings about that? I got emotional in the moment realizing that. And then I knew what was happening. My inner being was presenting that to me because, yes, I'm living in that contrast. I want something different than my condition. But when I looked at it that way, I was able to love the condition. I was able to love the contrast of the condition. Because I know I'm going to love it and miss it in the future and have really strong, positive feelings about it. And it allowed me to feel that way right now. I was able to feel satisfied in my contrasting condition currently, right now, in the moment. And I knew that my inner being was doing that for me, was taking me on the path of least resistance. I'm the one that puts the resistance on the path because wellness is dominant. Your inner being is always flowing wellness to you. It's just a matter of how much you are receiving, how much you're allowing. And your inner being takes you on the path of least resistance to help you get towards what you want. It's really the path of most allowing. Your inner being is always giving you as much as you are ready to receive at the time. The work is just to feel satisfied in as many moments as you can so that you're ready for all those things to come into your experience. When you start looking for these things and you can recognize the conditional contrast in this way, then you can choose satisfaction despite the condition. And that's how you get to live happily ever after, just like Cinderella. That concludes this episode, but if you don't want to wait for the next episode to come out, I have more for you at drwilliamspodcast.com. You can learn more about me and my journey to podcasting, find all the ways to connect with me on social media, and there's a button to subscribe so you're the first to know what's new and upcoming. You also can shoot me an email at hello@drwilliamspodcast.com. You are so special to me, and your support does not go unnoticed. I want to support you too. This podcast is my outlet for growth, because when you teach something, you hold yourself accountable and apply the information in life. But the inspiration for these episodes comes in a variety of ways, and one of those is through you. I want you to feel like this is your show too. So send me a message and let me know which episode is your favorite and why. And tell me if there's a topic you'd want to hear me talk about. Your feedback applies to so many people, and your suggestion could change someone's life for the better. The best way to do this is by subscribing to the show and leaving a review through your favorite podcast platform. I really listen to you guys, and this dialogue feeds my soul. You say that you're a fan of me, but truth be told, I am a fan of yours. Everything is working out for each of us, and we're all in this together.